When you find success with a project, it can be daunting to try something new. But the comedian Alana Glazer welcomes that kind of risk. Glazer co-created Broad City with Abby Jacobson, and it was a huge hit. But the two decided to end the show two seasons before their contract ran out. Glazer told NPR's Rachel Martin that part of knowing what to do next is knowing when something should end. And that gamble to move on has paid off for Glazer. Earlier this year, Glazer co-wrote and co-starred in the movie Babes. And this Friday, they have a new stand-up special coming out on Hulu called Human Magic. Glazer spoke to Rachel Martin on Wild Card, the interview show where guests choose the questions they answer from a deck of cards. And a note, Glazer talks about sex and drug use in this conversation.
First three cards. One, two, or three.
I'm going to go with three.
Three. What was your form of rebelling as a teenager?
Oh, my goodness. This, you cracked right in, Rachel Martin.
I did?
You cracked right in. You know why?
Because question one.
I mean, this is just playing three strings on a guitar for me. This is a whole chord, which is that I didn't quite rebel very much as a child or a teenager. I was very good and was focused on, I guess, goodness and achieving. And my rebellion came, honestly, like, I was not secure in it until, like, the past few years, my rebelling. Like, literally against my parents. LOL. I'm 37 years old. But, wow. of course, I had some rebellion. And I guess it finally came in the form of having sex and smoking weed. In my, like, senior year of high school. It was like,
I mean, that's pretty, you know, by the book, definitional of rebelling
standard,
as a teenager. Yeah,
I would honestly say patriotic. So, you know, like, finally it came, as well as myself. But it was a late bloomer. And then I feel like, really becoming a parent, I'm like, oh, I don't care. You know what I mean? I don't care about being accepted. Like, as long as I'm focused on fulfilling my needs of myself and my family and my child, then the rest of it, you know, I can be unlikable or not fulfilling the, you know, supportive role or appearance of supportive role that I was hoping to fill before or actually filling, you know. I have found the limits of how limited parenting makes the rest of your life really helpful. It has forced me to draw lines that I never wanted to draw before. I wanted to be everything for everybody.
Yeah.
And it's, like, so important to my health and my kids' health, but also, like, who you put out into the world. It's really important for the – it actually serves the world at large to give it the healthiest kid I can. Yeah. So it's been, like, such a helpful reorganization.
Okay, we got three more cards. We're going to keep going. One, two, or three?
Number one, please.
How comfortable are you with being alone?
I'm gonna buck the binary with this answer and say—
Buck it, Alana.
I'm going to say increasingly.
Yeah.
Ooh, is your mind blown by all my therapy, Rachel Martin? But that is the accurate answer, increasingly. Whew, but it's tough. I really feed off people. I love people. I love intellectual intercourse. I love connecting and engaging. But I'm increasingly comfortable alone. And also, like, having such a high needs, tiny individual needing me so often, it's, like, much more contrasted as a relief to be a little alone.
Yeah, yeah.
But I am someone who I like crave alone time.
Cool.
And so, yeah, then, yeah.
Are you tall?
It's complicated. I don't know. Am I?
How tall are you?
I think I'm 5'7". My husband insists that I'm 5'6¾".
Oh, copy that. You know, I don't know if it's changed, but in the early 2000s, in those toxic days, I was a teenager at that time, and the toxic messaging I got, for some reason, I know that modeling, you have to be 5'7". So it's like, you're model height, babe. Okay.
Wait, how does this, is this just random
interstitial? I don't know. I just feel like, you, like craving alone time and being like walking, like
and
so
being
tall,
a model.
Being a model and like gliding through the streets of DC.
Yeah,
LA,
that's what I do.
Mm-hmm. Like popping your collar and like not wanting the bottom half of your face to be seen. I'm just like, yeah, she likes to be alone. I'm like short and I'm like, hey, everybody, anybody want to hear a joke? You know, I don't know. I just, I just wanted to picture it.
One, two, or three?
Three.
Are you good at knowing when something should end?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I am. Yes. Yes, I have. Broad City, I was like a big, you know, we had signed our contract of 7 seasons, and then, you know, we both came to it, and Abby and I, but, and it was hard. Comedy Central was like, huh? But I was like, you know, and we were like ambivalent and unsure, but like, it just, I think that's, yeah, that's something I would say is elegant about me, knowing when things are at their end.
Yeah. That's a admirable quality, because it's not the same for everybody. And especially if you got something good going on and there are people telling you it's good, just keep going, it's good. And to be able to have something internally that tells you, nah, I think I'm going to stop now.
Whew, yeah. And like being able to trust that, that I am generative beyond this moment, whether it's a creative project or anything, you know, but that I am secure, that I will keep generating new layers and like do without thinking. That was something that the experience of pregnancy was so incredible. I'm such an overthinker and a planner. Creating a person without thinking about it was, I was like, I'm not even thinking about this. And my body knows what to do. And like, you know, we get a scrape and the skin grows back. And it's just like, just trusting in, I don't know. I was a drummer for many years. I miss it. And I love, yes, and I just loved percussion. For a time, I was like, I'm going to be an orchestra percussionist. Can you imagine me, like, on a timpani? Like, dum dum dum,
yes! You're
like, boom, boom, boom. And it's like, I think it's like a rhythm thing. You know what I mean? It's like a larger scale rhythm thing of, like, this is over.
Alana Glazer, you can see their new stand-up special out December 20th on Hulu. It's called Human Magic. It is indeed magical, as are you, Alana. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you, Rachel. This was such a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
You can hear more of that conversation with Alana Glazer by following the Wildcard Podcast.